Do you buy a frozen pie from the grocery store or risk making your own? While there's something special about the homemade option, these days most of us rely on fossil-fueled machines and processors to make our food. Inside Energy's Lee Patterson has more on the growing energy costs associated with that convenience.
Okay, so we are making Mile High Apple Pie today.
Because I have zero baking skills of my own, I asked Chef Kathy Guler for help with homemade pie. She owns Foodies Culinary Academy in Fort Collins, Colorado, so it is no surprise that she is strongly against shortcuts.
And you can buy a frozen pie, and if you never made a pie, you might not even know that there is a dramatic difference between fresh ingredients and the labor, the love that goes into it.
And with that, we dive right into the hardest part.
So we're going to start with the crust.
We blend the dough in a food processor.
Okay, so techniques of rolling. You're going to start big, strong.
Big and strong.
Upper body.
Then roll out that dough, which sort of takes on the incorrect shape of a falcon, says Kathy.
Okay, so we want to try to keep it circular. So
I was going to say, it's really not the right shape right
now. Not yet.
And then more work. Peeling, chopping, stirring.
Takes a little practice, you know, so we have to peel apples. I did a few more than you did.
That's
and that's
true.
Just from practice. That just practice makes perfect. Everything.
In the end, we baked a fragrant, buttery, totally gorgeous mile-high apple pie.
You can go ahead and set it right there. Be careful. It's hot.
So why isn't everyone making dishes like this?
Having the time available.
And apparently, these days, we just don't have the time. According to the Bureau of Labor Statistics, in 2014, we spent just 35 minutes in the kitchen on prep and cleanup. 35 minutes! And to save time, we're buying things like frozen pie crusts and other pre-made foods that are processed by machines and then brought home from the store. Dawn Thilmany is a professor of agricultural economics at Colorado State University. She says the energy inputs into, say, agriculture or food transport are fairly obvious, others not so obvious.
Anytime you're washing, processing, freezing, keeping foods cold or frozen, those are all pretty energy intensive as well.
So essentially, we're substituting fossil fuels for human labor. Those machines that process our food, they usually run on coal or natural gas-fired electricity, and we're relying on them more and more as we outsource food prep. According to one of the few studies on this issue by the U.S. Department of Agriculture, this shift towards energy-intensive processing accounted for about half of the growth in food-related energy use between 1997 and 2002.
As we as a country developed and labor became more expensive because we wanted to give people livable wages, we found ways to mechanize a lot of things. I think people would be pretty impressed if you've never taken a tour of a major food processing plant. Everybody should.
So I took her advice.
So right now we're almost to 120 tons per hour of beets.
Of beets, Shannon Ellis says. Sugar beets, the white root vegetable used to make your table sugar. Ellis is the factory manager at the Western Sugar Cooperative in Lovell, Wyoming. It's a factory chock full of machines.
And the bigger the motor, the more energy it takes.
Along with boilers, slicers, brightly lit control panels, and then we arrive at a conveyor belt all loaded up with waffle fries?
That's what they look like when they've been cut up.
Processing these French fry-shaped sugar beets into actual sugar takes a lot of energy, over 50% of the factory's costs. Later in the tour, we come across a gigantic dryer tossing around the final product, pure white sugar.
Be like fresh cookies coming out of the oven.
Or a homemade apple pie. This type of sugar and the energy that goes into making it is everywhere in our food chain, from convenient packaged cookies and candy to our morning coffee. Our modern food system gobbles up energy, around 10 to 15% of our total energy pie. Much of it goes to the 30,000 or so food processing plants operating in the U.S. today, bringing more and more pre-chopped garlic, shredded cheese, and bagged kale right to your table. For Inside Energy, I'm Lee Patterson.